minutes to eight. Thanks for being with us. It's BBC Radio Solent, live across Dorset. And here's a lovely thing, really impressive effort here from a couple of young girls who are using their daily exercise to cover 100 kilometres during the month of May, or 100K in May. They're doing it to help, well, to deal with bereavement. And we can talk to Daisy and Poppy and their dad, Russell, who all join me on the line from Bridport this morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Steve.
Lovely to speak to you. Daisy, Poppy, let me start with you. I was looking at your website earlier on today, and bearing in mind that we're only, 4 days into May, you are going terrifically well with this challenge.
Yes.
Where are you running at the moment?
Just around the village and up the hills and stuff.
And how far are you running in one go?
Well, yesterday we Monday we ran 2.5K, and that's what we've been doing every morning on a weekday, and then on the weekends we just do very long walks.
I see. Well, I think you're doing very well. I'll give people the website address in just a moment. If I can speak to Dad, though, for a minute as well. Russell, just explain to me the background to this. Why are they doing this run, and who are they raising funds for?
Okay, so we're raising funds for the Weldmar Hospice in Dorchester because Ellie, my wife, unfortunately passed away on the 17th of March, and she was very well looked after, and the girls felt like they wanted to do something for the hospice and raise some money as that do for looking after Ellie so well.
It's a terrific, terrific effort, and she was a runner as well, presumably. Did you run together as a family? Would she have been blown away by this effort?
Yeah, she was a keen runner. She was the instigator, definitely, not myself. So we've tried to carry this on. 100K seemed like quite a challenge, especially in these circumstances of lockdown, etc. We felt we wanted to do something that was getting outside and trying to be active.
Yeah, it's, Daisy and Poppy, it's, like I say, really good. Do you like running, or is it one of these things where, you know, when you're doing it day after day, you wake up and your legs are aching and you don't feel like going out?
Sometimes, but other times we like it.
Well, yes, and I like how you got it all planned out. Are you expecting to finish at the end of May, or do you think you'll get there before then?
We get there before then, just keep on going.
Good, that's the attitude. Can we talk when you get to your 100K? Is that okay?
Yeah,
excellent,
sure.
Excellent. I've got the website address in front of me here, Dad. I don't know, so studiokudos.co.uk/100K-in-May is where it is. Is there an easier kind of location to people can follow to click through to it, maybe?
Yeah, well, the Just Giving page. That's where you can donate. The other page you said is, I've got a link from there, but that is just an activity tracker.
I see.
And that shows everyone how far we've gone, how far we've got left, etc. So at the moment, we're just short of 25 kilometres. And that's, we've done since Friday. So we've done 4 activities, 5 hours. And they've actually, because it's quite hilly around here, they've actually climbed 483 metres.
Wow. I want you running up the top of Comus Hill by the end of the month, okay? Where and when are you going today, Daisy and Poppy?
Down the village.
Okay, all right. Look, good luck with it. We'll talk later on in the month. If you search 100K May Challenge on Just Giving, you'll find Daisy and Poppy, and they've already raised over £4,000 for Weldmar Hospice. That's Daisy and Poppy and Dad Russell live with us on BBC Radio 7.